This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I didn't even realize this until I read the rundown last night. And I thought to myself, I should have realized it because I knew who they drafted. They didn't draft anybody offensively and in the skill positions in the first five rounds. And I think that says, well, we don't have the room. Well, we don't know where we're going to put you. Yeah. I think that's a great position to be in for the offense.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing because you look at, as you said, they drafted two offensive players, but they were tackles.
Yeah.
So no skill guys. And that says a lot to me. I mean, you get arguably the best quarterback or the second best quarterback or whatever in football. You know, you've got one of the premier running backs in football. You got a good receiving core now, you know, and you got a great tight end room. So what are you going to fill?
I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome to be in that position. Jeremy, they had no needs skill position wise on offense.
No, and look, it'll be cyclical. That'll change from year to year, but this was one of those years where you can go in and attack, and we felt like they had a lot of things. Nobody's completely set, right? I mean, you have either holes to fill or you need depth in case you get those holes and injuries happen. And I feel like everything, they didn't reach for anything. Maybe you make the case they reached for a kicker, but I wouldn't even say that because there was one drafted in front of them. Mm-hmm. And if you had your eyes on them, why wait and try to say, oh, we can get him as an undrafted free agent right, or in the seventh? Just go take him.
What if he desired to be someplace out west if you waited for him to be undrafted free agent?
Yeah, we wouldn't have Fruit Loop.
Yeah, Sarah Ellison says she wants to go with that.
Yeah.
She's all about that.
I don't know that any grown man likes being called fruit. But anyway, I mean, look, talking about skill position players, it's nice to go into a draft knowing that you don't need a wide receiver, knowing that you're not worried about grabbing a running back, even though that's not even something that most teams are concerned about. But tight ends, I'll throw them in with the skill positions as well. I mean, catching the ball, but you have three of them here. Granted, next year you're going to be looking for some depth, I assume, with all three guys coming up.
When's the last time, Ed, you said the wide receiver room is perfect?
I don't think ever.
With this team.
I don't
remember. It's perfect. It's everything you want, you have.
Yeah.
You got a lot of options.
You got a lot of options finally. Yep.
Hopefully these guys can stay happy because you know how those diva wide receivers are. Let's go out to Baltimore, get trippy.
Hello.
Hey, man. Hey, I know one thing, but Sean better keep my name out of his mouth with some butterfinger-ass bobby. Look, I called in, and Joe said I can't have ran about the Orioles. Y'all know how I get. I can go the whole show. But about the Ravens, right? I'm going to be real with you. You know what? I watched the assistant head coaches, right? And I'm going to be real with you. The wide receiver showed up last year, but that goddamn Greg Lewis, he don't have no, like, enthusiasm. Like, it was this one video last year. I watched how Todd had to come and grab the receivers and, like, look, got to hold on to the ball. And he's just looking all stupid, man. Hey, it's a guy named Coach Brown, man. He trained the boy Webster and Wiggins. Man, I think the Ravens need to hire him. And also, right, I think it's going to be the same thing with the Ravens. I'm still like, the pass rusher, man. Like, what the pass rusher going to do? Like, we got to go Dr. Rush, Chuck Smith up there. We need to see them guys do something. And get these playmakers some opportunities like Tylan Wallace. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. I don't want to see the same thing. Because right now, you know what I'm telling people? I don't know if the Ravens going to win the Super Bowl. I know one thing, we got a chance. That's all I'm saying. Oh, yeah, we got a chance. You know what I mean? But other than that, I don't know, man.
The wide receiver group is good. They productive last year. Why would – I don't – what change the coach for?
I don't have an issue with any – I mean –
because he's not rah-rah enough.
I like this group of wide receivers. I agree with Rob. You have a little bit of everything of what you want. I don't – like, again, this isn't – I'm not sitting here telling you they got the greatest wide receiver room in the league.
Me either.
Or anything like that. But, like, they have good pieces, and I think it all fits, and it's going to mesh well this year.
It doesn't have to be the best to be a perfect room, though. It doesn't have to be the best. They got – you want to go deep, we got that.
But there's also that with perfect for people. You and perfect for
and I
someone
think it's
else.
For them. Yeah, I think it's perfect for them. They do. Because Lamar doesn't need the best receiver room in the room. And he just needs a bunch of reliable receivers.
Yeah, and that doesn't work anyway because the game's not played on paper. This team's with really good rosters like Cleveland who just – they're not very good. It just we've seen it over and over and over. So it doesn't mean anything. It's a team game and – I just want solid at every position, and we have that. And the defense got better. I mean, Mike Green was – I like Malachi Starks a lot, but I think that Mike Green pickup is huge for them.
Mike Green was my favorite coming out of the draft. I didn't think they would draft him, so I liked Starks. Now that you got both of them, I got nothing to complain about. I have no complaints at all. Yeah. You got both of the guys that I wanted. That's ridiculous. You got two first-rounders in the first two rounds.
Yeah.
Let's go Steve and Perry Hall. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys, good morning. Just really quickly, the only nitpicky thing about the draft, I thought, was taking Vinson, I think, in the fifth round, the project offensive tackle, where I was really hoping we'd address the defensive line, and Riley Mills from Notre Dame went right after that, and that was kind of a guy I was hoping we would get.
You know, what are your thoughts? Who was there was one guy on the Ravens, who said this to us the other day, that was fighting for him, that wanted Vincent, get him, please draft him, I'm telling you. Do you remember who it was?
George Warhop.
Okay, we had somebody on the show that talked about it, and you're going...
McKissick was talking about it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And it's interesting when somebody covets a player like that and what's going to happen, because there's nothing wrong with taking projects. If you look at his size, if you can turn him into something, you're going, well, damn, man, where you get him, it's tremendous value, because there are some guys that'll look at you and see what they think you can be.
Yeah.
You know, the NBA does this. Oh, he's got the body type.
Most of the time, the NBA does that.
So I don't have an issue with them drafting projects in the mid-rounds.
The caller was saying, he even said he's nitpicky.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not a bad move. It's just nitpick to say, that's what I would have done this instead of that.
I just think there's an interesting sidebar to that, you know, he wanted him, that he's going to the front office saying, please draft this guy for me. It's like Cliff Kingsbury when he told the GM who he wanted with Washington, that offensive lineman.
Okay.
And then he hands him the slip. He's like, this is who you need to draft. And the GM started laughing because he held up the slip of paper that had that guy's name on it, and he drafted him.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I thought he was laughing. Said, dude, you're Cliff Kingsbury. So I thought he was laughing for that reason, but evidently not.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.